This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the youth vote. Really youth, as in too young for the vote to count, but they're not too young to think about it. First, in Afghanistan, armed men today kidnapped three foreign election workers in the capital, Kabul. Officials say the three were seized near an office of the joint UN-Afghan electoral body that was set up to oversee the recent presidential election. With us to talk about this and other developments in Afghanistan is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, welcome back to the program. And what more can you tell us about these kidnappings today?
Thank you, Alex. This happened in broad daylight here, right in the center of Kabul. The kidnappers, they cut off a United Nations vehicle. It was clearly marked white SUV. About five men got out, all of them carrying guns. And they appeared to have acted like police officers at first, the Afghan driver of the UN car said. But then they started beating him, and others carried away the three victims over their shoulders, the driver told me. There was a Filipino man, a British woman, and a Kosovar woman. This is really unusual. It's unprecedented, actually. I was with a Western diplomat this afternoon who said, at first blush, he'd say this was somebody trying to copycat Iraq.
With this kidnapping there recently of a British woman, but it would be very unusual to be kidnapping women there.
Well, there have been kidnappings in the past, and there are attacks in this country, but Kabul itself is pretty secure, so this is sure to put some fear into the community of several thousand aid workers, foreign aid workers, diplomats, businessmen who have been living here quite comfortably.
Ivan, it's actually been 3 weeks since the election. We've seen this called for President Hamid Karzai to actually have been elected, but there are no official results yet, are there?
No, there aren't, Alex. And in fact, just before this kidnapping was made public, you had an official from the United Nations Electoral Commission who gave a press conference. And basically, the final results of October 9th's election are going to be delayed for several more days, he said. This is not the first time it's been delayed. It's taking some time to count all the votes and to investigate allegations of fraud. And now this kidnapping may push things back even more because one of the victims, I'm told, is working in the complaints department of the electoral board, and her disappearance, a UN official says, is likely to further delay the results.
How are the Afghan people that you meet there? You've been in the country for about a week now. How do they seem to feel about the election and the way things are going?
Well, by all accounts, it was really an uplifting, festive day that Afghans dressed up in their best clothes and they turned out in droves all across the country despite terrible weather in some places, despite a lot of threats that the Taliban made to try to upset the elections, and that they were unable to really make good on those threats, and despite Afghanistan's really difficult transport situation. Today, when you talk to Afghans a couple weeks after the election, they still seem pretty optimistic. They recognize that the interim leader, Hamid Karzai, is going to be the winner of this election. They also recognize that there was cheating. People will tell me funny stories about people, friends of theirs, who went in and voted several times on election day. And yet they say that doesn't really matter. Even some people who voted against Karzai, they say that this chance to take the future into their own hands was more important than some of the politics that they say the opposition candidates are playing by crying foul about allegations of fraud at the polls.
Well, Ivan, there are these kidnappings today. There were three U.S. troops and an Afghan soldier injured in a bombing yesterday. There are these concerns about the fairness of the election. I wonder about the prospects for the next 6 months or so.
Well, the big concerns right now are preparations for the parliamentary elections, which are to be held in January, and everybody involved, Afghan and United Nations, American diplomats, they say that will be much more difficult, that they're going to have to put up even more security preparations for that, because people will be competing for dozens of positions rather than just one position, and there's a lot more room for factions to compete and do bad things at the polls, basically, people say. But I do have to say I haven't been here in a year prior to this visit, and you do see progress.
Ivan Watson from NPR's Foreign Desk in Kabul. Ivan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.